And this is Shelley Koffler with the Dewhurst campaign in Arlington. After finishing 13 points behind Patrick in the primary, the incumbent lieutenant governor told Republican women he may need to introduce himself to voters all over again, even though he's held statewide office for 15 years. Dewhurst reminded his audience he's a businessman, an Air Force veteran, and a former CIA officer who sometimes gets results in a quiet way.
I'm used to sitting down and working out a solution. A lot of people talk, a lot of people give speeches, a lot of people shout. I'm not a shouter. You don't shout if you're in the CIA.
In these final weeks, his ability to work with other legislators and get things done is a distinction Dewhurst is drawing between himself and Patrick, an outspoken radio talk show host.
Can Dan Patrick create the relationships and move forward? The answer is categorically no. He's proved over and over again that he cannot do that. The members don't have the trust in him for a variety of well-known reasons.
One of the examples Dewhurst cited was Patrick's handling of legislation that requires physicians to provide a sonogram before performing an abortion. Dewhurst claims Patrick, the bill's Senate sponsor, was willing to let a weaker version pass.
He was just simply trying to get it passed and showboat because of the name, the sonogram bill, and it didn't have the meat.
Kyleen Wright, president of the Texans for Life Coalition, says that's one of the reasons most of the big pro-life organizations have endorsed Dewhurst instead of Patrick.
He didn't work well with members of the lobby, and it appeared that he also did not work with well with other members and didn't have the relationships, and that's crucial for getting things done. Even if you're the lieutenant governor, you are not the king. You are the president of the Senate and dependent on these relationships, and I don't believe he has them.
Kyleen Wright says pro-life groups plan to mobilize their voters for Dewhurst, something that apparently didn't happen in the primary. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.